24-hour recorded telephone entertainment from feedback.
First comment comes from Tom Sherman Oaks, so let's go.
Hello, parties. This is Tom Sherman Oaks at 109 on June 20th, 1978, a very hot afternoon. And this comment is directed toward Larry, New Jersey. Larry, I was wondering, what kind of... I know you're into ham, and I was wondering what kind of ham gear you had. And also, I noticed you're into TV DXing and BCB DXing, too. If people know what that is, if they're into that, they'll know what BCB stands for. And I was wondering what kind of equipment you use for that, because I have an old realistic DX120, and it picks up pretty good right now. I'm just using a copper wire hooked up to my TV antenna, and it picks up pretty good. And another thing, when you're TV DXing, what kind of setup do you have? Do you have a special TV that picks it up, or what kind of antenna do you use? Is there some sort of special? Because I've tried everything. I have a General Electric color television, and since we do live in an apartment, our antenna is pretty high up. It's not super high, but it's not, maybe 30, 40 feet. It's on an 8-foot push-up. And I tried everything from trying to build a preamp to hook up to the television, which I don't know if that's possible or not, but I tried it. And I'm just wondering, because I've tried everything. I want to, start the bet, because it seems really neat to pick up stations from around the country. And also to you, Brian, as you remember last summer, Electric Return had a get-together. I think it was about late August. And I was wondering, since Steve supposedly, if he was going to open his line again this summer, which he supposedly is not going to do, he was going to have another get-together this August. I was thinking that you ought to have a get-together and, have everybody there so everybody can see everybody's faces and meet all the people that are on this line and Loop line and the other ones. So that's about it from Thomas Sherman Oaks. So have a nice day. Goodbye.
Well, Larry, New Jersey just answered a question somewhat like that on the lake on the weekend edition. And perhaps, Larry, if you're listening to this recording, you may want to call up on the input line and answer Mr. Sherman Oaks' questions. As for the get-together, well, no comment on that at this time.
This is Steve Blueline calling on a key phone for all of you who want to know what it sounds like when you're put on hold on a key phone. Listen. See, now you're back. Now, if I switch to another line, it'll jump you. It feels like I touched you. See, they kind of make a hollow noise, thus denoting all the power. See, but you're holding it. Wow! You don't see it, but the little key that you were on, or the little light, blinked on and off. Huh? Pretty good, huh? I'm just playing with the key phone at my office. I just thought you'd like to hear what it sounds like to put on hold on a real key phone, not one of these makeshift jobs. This thing's got power supply and everything. Listen!
You are insane, Stephen Z. Blue Blind.
Here the watchtowers at 6:55 in the a.m. June the 15th. I wanted to insert this little bit here. I don't think most of you understand why I leave the time or why it was originally started. Originally, it was started, and I still do for the same reasons. I leave the time and the date because, let's say, if I called in, like I did right now, and let's say if the next person that comes upon the tape left a comment at 7:25. All right, but let's say someone else in the meantime left a comment in between. If they don't hear their comment played, then they could assume the tape, the machine was run out of tape. Now, that's the reason why, originally, that this was began on Party Line, because of tape wasters. It wasn't just for the fun of saying the time or whatever. I think it has been taken out of the original or, a purpose and reason of doing it. And I have three-wayed quite a few people in to listen to the tape, including, believe it or not, and I know a lot of you are going to be shocked, Mr. Martin Sounding Board, and Joe is sitting here with me right now, half asleep. No, he's not half asleep. He's been sitting here laughing at Blue Line. It's just terribly hysterical. And he says, this line is very boring compared to Brian. I don't know.
Oh, you just wait.
Uh-huh.
You just wait till tonight.
This is his last day of finals. And we are really going to have conferences. We had a blast last night. Okay. Bye-bye, people.
Goodbye.
Okay, while we're on the subject of leaving comments, If you are listening to this recording for the first time and you'd like to reply to something or start up an issue of your own, you can do so by calling the input number. That's 982. Ooh, what was that? Ah, oh. There we go. Grounding here. You can call the input number. That's 982-6999. When you call that, you'll get a beep tone. That's all. Which then tells you to speak on anything in the world that you care to speak about.